Julian Bray is a writer, broadcaster, and a cruise industry analyst. He joins us from Cambridge in England. How is it possible an accident like this in this day and age, Julian? I mean, how can they not know where the rocks and reefs and other hazards are?
Well, that is the big question. This is a 21st century cruise liner. It's a new ship. It has state-of-the-art navigational equipment on. It's got geo-positioning. It's got satellites, you name it. They can actually plot this ship to within 3 inches. Now, why was it right off its plotted course? Because apparently the captain wanted to actually showboat, if you like. He wanted to take this near an island where a retired officer lived, and so he could actually hoot the horn 3 times and say, look, I have a wonderful ship for you. They did it once before, apparently, but that time it's actually authorized by the company, and they said, fine, you can do that. But this time he did it off his own bat, according to the company. And I have to say, there will be an investigation, so all these allegations have to be put to the captain and the first officer.
Are there any mechanisms on a cruise liner that prevent, you know, a captain actually going into too shallow a water?
No, because the captain, the master, as he's known, the master is the authority on board for everything. As you look to the master has a master's ticket, and so therefore he is expected to be highly professional, and his first responsibility is to look after his passengers, then look after the ship. And so that is exactly what he has to do. There is no leeway on this. It's a well-known industry standard. This is what you do. They lay out the procedure, and it's very, very detailed. Why on earth he decided to do this, if he did decide to do it. He claims that he was well within bounds and there was no rocks charted. But the point is, he did end up on a ridge, and quite frankly, he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
You said that the Costa Concordia is a 21st century ship. Let's just talk about this ship design for a moment, because if you look at modern cruise ships, they look tall. They look top heavy. Are they safe?
Well, they are safe because basically all the weight is in the base of this particular structure. Mm. And there's no weight in the top because the upper structure is all lightweight aluminium. All the heavyweight stuff is way down below. So it is very low center of gravity. So it can sway one way or the other, but it will still regain its center of gravity. That's what they're designed to do. They do have flat bottoms, these ships, but they also have a couple of fins that go out either side as stabilizers, and that makes sure that, they always are level in the water. Now, if I'm in a cruise ship and it's more than 5 degrees list, then I am very angry. I am a very upset passenger. Now, he actually let it go to 20 degrees list initially. So, frankly, everybody would be up in arms. Things would be sliding everywhere, and there'll be some injuries as well. So, surely, at that stage, he should have sounded the emergency alarm. Basically, it's the one below abandoned ship. This is the emergency stations, which is 7 short blasts on the whistle and 1 long blast. And that would have actually put everything in train. All the staff would then go to their muster stations, go to their various. They would then automatically go into the routine to get everybody off the ship. For some reason, he doesn't seem to have done this. I don't have all the detail here. No doubt the inquiry will find it out.
Julian Bray, a cruise industry analyst, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.